Because now he would be.
You finished high school in 2 years, Todd. So you know.
He is it'd be Mr. Gaskell's son. He's Buck. I mean, they're all the ones I know. You know, in that neighborhood. And then there's let's see, 25 to 40. Well, I know a lady that she quit school in her senior year that would probably do it. It's Ruby June. And she's, I haven't talked to her. I don't know if she'd do it or not. Her, and she's about 40.
She would be good.
She finished in her last year. She quit in her last senior year to get married.
She would be excellent. A 40-year-old woman, yeah.
I would assume she's 40. She's at least 40.
She born and raised here?
Yeah. She's Mr. daughter.
She would be good, and if I could do her and him, see, that would be great.
And if Mrs. Now, Mrs. kind of, Mr. get kind of carried away and exaggerating, and Mrs. has to correct me. So now here we're at the store, you know, and he's making those tails get bigger and bigger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's correcting him as, you know, and he's getting mad, you know, because, you know, sit over there and mind your own business, you know? And she reads a lot, you know? And, but, you know, he'll be telling me all kind of stories. And you can tell when he's getting out of hand because he'll make a comment, you know? And then by the time, you know, he's telling her to shut up, you know, it, and then he's telling this thing, you know? And you know, then he'll change the story a little bit so it sort of starts blending back into probably the way it should be. Then you'll get kind of carried away, you know? But he sort of, you know, he liked that.
Yeah.
And, but she straightens him out some, and he gets hot with her, you know? And, I knew him good. Now, then there's now Luke. Now I don't know. You couldn't get Luke to probably do it because he might not want to do it. If you knew him, if he knew you, he'd probably do it. Maybe. Mm-hmm. And Luke's got a real carefree attitude. He can care less, kinda. He quit drinking. He drank all his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he worked hard. You know, and like, let's see now, Luke worked hard. Luke, he worked hard. Like, he used to love to get people to work with him and work them to death. And he wouldn't even be, you know, wouldn't even faze him. You know, and he'd drink just as hard as he, you know. And about a year ago, one of his friends died, you know, from drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And he quit.
Mm-hmm.
Woke him up, I guess.
Yeah.
And he quit drinking, for all I know, unless he slipped something on the side. But I don't think he slipped nothing on the side. And then, that was him, and he's let's see what Luke would be like. I don't know. Luke's kind of missed you. He likes giving a little.
Yeah.
You know, he played a joke on you in a minute if he got a chance.
Yeah.
And then, like Buck, reason Buck's so strong, he used to take him to work with him. And he worked on the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
He'd take him to work with him. Like, he had a job in Charleston, Luke did. Working for a railroad, making great money. I mean, he was making money, something like, I would say maybe $300 to $400 every 2 weeks. Stuff like that, you know. Way back when, you know, people didn't make that. They were making, $1.85 minimum wage and $1.75, $1.25, $1.25, stuff like that, you know. And he was making great money. And him and Bob now. Bob decided he wanted to get drunk. And Bob was a welder. So, Bob sold his welder for $25, which is was worth a fortune. But he sold $25 and he had some drinking money. And they go down and hang around these bars and roll people, get them drunk and then roll them, you know, and then beat them up if they didn't like it. I'm serious, you know. And then let's see what else he'd do.
I just remember one thing I wanted to ask, a question I wanted to ask you. If you were driving along and you saw, you had a, if you're driving along and there was a log in the road,